and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
Crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square, thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hands in benediction.
The
fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In
the
Piazza Navona, the Trevi,
quietly.
Even sections of
I've
the Palatine, long tables
with
were
my
heaped
with
pasta and fruit and all manner of unproduced pastries.
Irish Times,
for had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco,
news,
given the lesson,
stopped.
Open your hearts and
finished,
your cupboards to your neighbour,
and
his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
We can stop. One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad,
sort of
but not as bad as it might have
50s.
Been.
The
left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod had held it broken. Not as bad as broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to Chief's thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches.
Copy.
Chief found the chrome strip that Janet
Times,
Pete had so admired about 15
Angeles
years
Times,
back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He
the
laid it carefully on the back seat.
The
plume of dust produced by the plymouth was residing over the rim of
the
mesa. She watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would
when
have
I
to work to get the telephone,
to
thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking
sun.
About such things was far
your
more pleasant than considering his secondary problem,
the boy.
Which was
but keep in mind
okay,
the
stop.
Walls of utter
two and three.
Open your hearts and your
absolutely
to your
beautiful,
and
Janet
to
Pete had said.
Let all men high and low
I fell in love with it, she said.
Family.
Just what
in
I always wanted.
Of hardship, and chaos
but
and
he would think that
what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring into
the
diminishing
of
the haze of dust,
love for the neighbor.
But his vision was
for
turning
days,
inward, imprinting the back showbendit in his memory.
Let the word
the profile, the suggestion
brothers,
of pokemarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter of pride.
A few days, like
he would find the man again sooner or later. By mid-afternoon, with the big bag at Bernie's old garage, it would be
raise the
sooner.
Show
so knew the
climber.
Had, in fact, once stowed it
let
in, and he knew little about the back row bandits. Everything that goes around comes around, she said happily. Everything balances
sweet
over.
Memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that, so said.
And let life
what's
be
it going to
by the
cost you
of Christian benevolence?
To balance out this beak?
The earth can
I
be
mean
a better
catching
place.
The sound of a beach,
the living
she
to
said.
Make it so.
At least I'm going to be able... Okay,
first.
All together.
A
she's not my girlfriend, she says.
Thousands,
she's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services.
Of love,
I ran into her last summer. She described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client, and had tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him. And how sore Pitt had been about it. Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see how you're going to catch him with little I know about him, so not even his name. What I remember is he works out in
the
blank of gas field on
the
other side of Farmington, or said he did, and that you pulled him in when he had transmission troubles, and he paid you with $200 bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck as revival time. Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of
the
earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paper. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure.
"Managi,"
whispered Francesco. his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
The guards
I don't know about that,
he was
she says. She prepares this big elaborate dinner. Had a guest coming to visit, a man very important to her. She put it in the fridge and she didn't come back. Lippon had been looking out across the grassland toward the distant thunderheads. It must have occurred to him that this would be some strange chief. He glanced at
Francesco,
it's a San Juan County missing persons case, he said. But I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I am on terminal leave, Lippon said. A few more days and I'm a civilian. Chief of things has nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlaps with me. We have Dr. Freeman Bernard, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
But what
is he worried about? You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
well,
not taking,
could not
I should reverse
himself.
Don't miss, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then
there
I
was
see.
Simply too
not
much
that, natural.
That was too
come
crazy.
All right, all right.
Would have reached
the pontiff rose from his chair and smiled benignly at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once again
to
his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear.
Else that had happened.
In case anyone
it
should
came,
ask which one is
Senator
Denaro,
followed
nobody
by
would
moans
ask.
And music
someone does,
use
your standard reply.
Then
ah,
the
yes,
smashing
study
of
descriptions myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy.
Wood from a
walk slowly and stand up straight and smile.
Two guards raced over to the east window.
I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco I, the
worst
Christ,
happen.
Walked
it
through the
not.
Enormous
they
doors
had no
out of the balcony to be greeted
the guards
by a thunderous roar
Arabic,
that shook the very foundations of
the opposite directions.
Thousands upon
one to
thousands
the north,
of the faithful
the
raised
the
their voices
where Jamie
in exaltation of the spirit.
The second guard raced past
the Papa. All together. And none of it
in
any
of
Lippon's business, she thought. Not if he had resigned.
No,
so why was he out here, sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess. Lippon seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at
the
tree, I guess I'm tired, he said.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse in French life. Lifelong habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard woman. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator? To change the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her dinner spoil was all too easy, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. All right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.